Today, more than half of all Hispanic-owned businesses in Arizona are owned by women. But like women in general, those numbers are not so high when it comes to science and technology-related fields.
That's why the Arizona Chamber of Commerce is putting the spotlight on Latinas in STEM careers for its sixth annual Power of the Purse Women's Business Conference. The conference starts tomorrow, and one of the women speaking will be Erica Camacho, who teaches applied mathematics at ASU. She came into our studios recently to talk about the difficulties that Latinas often face in STEM fields and why it's so important that they enter them. She told me her parents were janitors and didn't have much of an education, and when she was in high school, she wanted to be a cashier. She said she thought that was the pinnacle of what she could achieve. Then she had a math teacher in high school who made her realize that she could do more.
But once I was actually in undergrad, I realized there were a lot of professors that didn't look like me, especially in the math. That was one of the motivations, being able to be a role model for other women. And also, I was very good in math.
So you noticed early on then that there weren't very many women becoming mathematicians.
Correct. I think if you could see yourself in the future, you actually could almost start to make it a dream or a goal of yours. But if you cannot, that would not even be a goal that you have. And I think when I looked around, most of my professors were male, and the few females that were there were white or Asian. So I couldn't really relate to anyone when I was having difficulties understanding certain concepts or really trying to engage in the subject. I couldn't really talk to them because they would not understand. They did not know where I was coming from. They would not really understand my perspective. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the big problems that we have in education. Sometimes we forget that we need to still teach the subject matter, and we still need to teach it with rigor, but we have to somehow bring in the cultural perspective of our audience. We need to bring them to a familiar point, and that's where learning begins.
Were there challenges along the way being sort of the only Latina in this field?
Well, in Wellesley College, it's all a women's college, but I felt like I was the only brown woman in there. I felt like I was the only brown person when I was, well, in Wellesley College, it's all a women's college, but I felt like I was the only brown woman in there. And then I also felt always like I was always behind, like I was always trying to catch up. And then once I got to Cornell, I felt that I was the only woman. And in terms of studying, I would always study by myself rather than in a collaborative environment. It was very difficult to find a group of individuals that would want to study with me. I think because of this implicit bias that we have, that sometimes individuals from certain group are not going to be as smart, are not going to carry their weight, are not going to contribute. And I think my peers had that kind of implicit bias. So yeah. It was a very lonely journey. And it's still a very lonely journey. I have a few colleagues that are Latinas, are in mathematics, but it's still very lonely and it's still very difficult. And breaking stereotypes is just an enormous task.
Latinas, though, have come incredibly far in business, especially. Now more than half of all Hispanic-owned businesses are owned by women. But at the same time, there are not enough Latinas in STEM fields like yours. Why do you think that is?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that most of the Latina population lives in poverty. And where there's poverty, there's lack of resources, especially academically. They don't have the same resources. They don't have the same programs. They don't have the same availability to books, computers, technology. And technology is not introduced at a very early stage. They also don't have access to good teachers, because unfortunately, many of the good teachers don't want to end up going to the bad neighborhoods to teach. Another problem is that many of the Latinos don't go to preschool. So from the very beginning, they start behind. We need to somehow come up with creative and aggressive policies that will allow Latinas to be introduced to science very early on in their academic life, but also that will provide the resources and the support.
Yeah. So when you get students into your classroom, what level are they at?
I usually teach calculus and above. So I teach calculus, differential equations, ordinary differential equations and partial differential equations, mathematical modeling, and any of those courses above. So when they come into calculus with me, some of them are behind. Some of them don't even know basic algebra.
Right. And you think this is sort of a result of that behind from the beginning, the education system sort of not set up for them?
I think absolutely. And then one of the ones that are actually ahead of everyone and that are very bright, what I find, they actually don't believe in themselves. It's almost like they've been subjected to these low expectations and not really believing in themselves. So some of them I'm actually able to bring out and actually encourage them to go on into science and mathematics. But others, as much as I try, I can't. It's almost like the damage has been done.
I wonder, what's their reaction to you? Have they ever seen a Latino woman who's a mathematician who's going to teach them calculus before?
Many times it's funny. They come and many of them are actually very happy because they have never seen a Latina woman in front of the board teaching. Some of them have not seen them teach mathematics. So they didn't know that women would be teaching mathematics. But what they're more surprised, more than seeing me in front of the board, is understanding that I have this broad knowledge about the importance of mathematics. That I could sit there and tell them in every single field they come up with how mathematics plays a role in it.
So you're talking about such big picture problems, poverty and early childhood education. What do you think some of the practical ways are we could in our state or in our country start to remedy this and start to get young Latino women into STEM fields?
Well, I think under the Obama administration, we've made great strides in trying to move forward with certain policies, especially investing in education and investing in areas of poverty and investing in women going into science. So I think we just need to continue that investment, and it has to be very aggressive because we're at a stage where right now Latinas make 1 out of every 5 female in the United States. If you look actually at the females that are in school, they make 1 out of every 4. And they're predicted that in the year 2060, they're going to be 1/3 of the female population in the United States. If we don't educate them, that's leaving a huge proportion of our population uneducated. And what's more important is right now with the explosion of science and technology, we need individuals that could go out into the workforce. We cannot continue to bring scientists from abroad. We need to grow our own. And we have the human capital. We just need to train them. We need to build that capacity.
Professor Erica Camacho, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.